welcome to another strange episode of the GLG podcast. My name is Jason Lovell.
I am Gino, the Maestro Cosentino.
Sean.
Sean Davis. Sean. Returns from the dead.
Yeah, they locked me up the edit suite last time, but they forgot the key this time. That means I'm back.
I thought you were going to say Steve Davis.
Steve Davis.
Snooker player.
Oh, I forgot that. Is he good looking? Or was he fat?
Today is a very short, strange episode of the GLG podcast. The GLG 3 are on an outing. We are currently sat in my car, in the car park.
Dogging.
Not dogging.
It's really stuffy.
We are about to
is that
go.
It's a glass ceiling.
It is a glass ceiling. Yeah, the panoramic sunroof.
We get paid way too much, Jason. To the car.
Don't make me tap the side again. Reenact Jurassic Park. And the T-Rex comes down and brings it down.
My car does have a roof very similar to that in Jurassic Park, which is the T-Rex smashes.
So
his
when face you go to Longleat, the monkey, you see the monkey's balls.
I'm not taking this car to Longleat, mate. Not a chance. Right chance. Anyway, listen. We've only got 10 minutes. We're sat in the car park and we're about to go and watch The Predator, the latest movie in the Predator franchise. So we're going to quickly give a quick roundup of our history, each of our histories with the franchise and what we are expecting to get out of this movie. So, Sean, why don't you start us?
Where do I start? My first introduction to the Predator universe was Predator 2.
What? That was mine as well.
I watched it first.
That was the first one I saw.
One of the first 18s I watched. Then I watched Predator 1 after. Predator 2 still remains my favourite, if I'm honest. I know. It's not as a controversial thing I was going to say. It's not the best made film compared to the first one, but just got the memories of the. I just love the big.
Memories.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think it's the better one, or do you think it's your favourite because of your nostalgia?
Yeah. You know, you got the big Mexican drug dealers with massive gun. All guns were oversized in the late 80s, and early 90s.
It's not the size of the gun, it's how you use it.
That's exactly right. And I love it, and, you know, you see a naked girl, and it was just, I was a young lad, and I thought it was...
Important part.
And just, I thought it was just a great film.
So I think Schwarzenegger's tits are bigger, to be fair.
Arguably, the Predator mythology has never been explored any better than the second one. You see the ship, you see the Easter egg head, the alien head. You see the disc, which isn't in the first one. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm. Correct, and the spear.
And the spear as well, And I personally...
Rimmer Rain spear.
And I found it scary. So I thought it was really good.
That's my
history of it. Going forward, Predators... Predator 1, you guys are going to talk about more than me, so I won't bother skirting about its ace. But then there's Predators. Can't remember it. Just remember Adrian Brody having his top off. Not in a weird way.
We're in a car together here.
I feel this is like a hark back to the first one because Arnie took his top off. And then we've got Alien vs Predator, can't remember it. I don't even know who won. And then we've got Alien vs Predator 2, which was so dark, I couldn't tell what was going on. But that's my history.
I'll tell you when in Alien vs Predator, it was that typical thing, like when they do Muhammad Ali versus Superman, whenever they do a so and so versus so and so, it's a draw. It's always a draw, isn't it? Because like when Flash raced Superman, like originally it was a draw, but then Flash won.
Actually, Predator kind of go. Tell us about your history of Predator, Quantum of Time.
You want me to go, or you want Gino to go?
You go.
My history of the Predator is this: like Sean, Predator 2 was the first one I watched because I think I accidentally watched it because my parents weren't aware of what it was and kind of sat up watching it with them. And I enjoyed Predator 2. It scared the shit out of me. I was probably about 8 years old when I watched it, and I can remember watching it and then going out to play the next day and like staring up at the top of the roofs of the houses, sort of thinking, "Shit, is he looking at me?" anyway, so then obviously I watched Predator 1. Now, obviously, being a massive, massive Arnold Schwarzenegger fan, I'm going to be biased on this movie anyway, but I actually think that controversially, maybe, Predator is a movie which does demonstrate that Arnold Schwarzenegger, while not being the best actor ever, is a competent actor, and I think he gave a good performance in The Predator. I think it was better than some of his stuff that he's done, and I actually think that
Hercules in New York.
Yeah, that's obviously his finest moment.
The bear scene's the best. It's the best.
I think the first Predator was a brilliant. Really, it was a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah. Dangerous Life of Hoover.
I think what's that?
I think again it was the suspense, because you never saw the Predator near the end. Exactly. And I think a lot of new shows now, I reckon when we watch this new one, it's going to be, right, here's a Predator.
Oh god. And you're going to go for the start.
And then you have to wait for the fucking giant mega Predator that I've seen in the trailers. It's making me fucking sick with rage.
Sure, there's two Predators in this.
Yes, there's a mega Predator. Like the other, a really big Predator. Like in Predators when they had the baby Predator and the adult one.
In the trailer it shows a 10-foot Predator holding another Predator by the neck.
I think you guys are wrong.
We are right.
You will very soon find out that we're right.
For once.
Minutes to be precise.
But what I will say is Predator was an excellent movie, which demonstrated the way it set up the movie with the masculinity of all the really tough characters, and then you watch as each one of them is murdered in the jungle by this unseen force that, like Gino said, doesn't really get exposed until at the end of the movie when obviously Arnold beats him because Arnold is the best. I think as far as the movie goes, Predator 1 is obviously the best movie in the franchise, without a doubt. I think Predator 2 is fine. It's a competent movie. I enjoy it. Danny Glover is not as good.
Danny Glover is badass.
He's too old for that shit.
Schwarzenegger turned down the script. That's all I've got to say.
He's turned down a few scripts.
Gary Busey was in it. It is actually the bit.
That was good. Apparently, did I read that Gary Busey's son's in this one? Yeah, quickly moving on. Alien vs. Predator movies were awful, like genuinely fucking terrible movies. And I was gutted because I used to read the books. Robert Baker, GLG alumni, used to lend me the books at school, and we used to read through them, and they were brilliant. But the movies were terrible. They kind of borrowed bits from one of the best books, but it just wasn't, enough to make it a good movie.
Do you reckon DC could save it with the Batman Predator?
No.
Batman and Predator, yeah.
That was a short film, wasn't it? A fan film, which was quite good, quite well made. It probably was. They've done everything. They did Terminator versus.
Oh, Terminator was. He did that, yeah.
Terminator versus Predator.
Robocop.
Predators, I thought was awful. I thought it was.
It
suffered from that too much exposure of the Predators. We see too much, and it's hard to be. The fear is always what you can't see, isn't it? And what the unexpected. And I think we just totally.
Same on that island as well. On that planet where they just fell from the sky and they were all picked up, and it was like. Why would the Predator's whole point is... I suppose it was meant to be a training camp, wasn't it, for Predators to train on that island. But I don't... Planet Island, where it was shit.
And what I think didn't help was, as much as I think Adrien Brody is a fantastic actor, he's not...
I see him in Digest.
He's not good at playing tough guys, because he also, in the last series of Peaky Blinders, he was fucking awful.
He's in Peaky Blinders?
What's his face in it? What's his Tom Hardy in it? He's about fucking four parts in it.
He shouts in it all the time.
So that's kind of my brief history with it. Gino, you go?
Go!
Mine's more simple. I was a musclehead when I was younger. I just fucking loved anything with Arnie in it. And when I saw it, it's just the one-liners, just even the fucking adrenaline in it. It's very like 1980s movie, wasn't it? It was a bit like
that opening scene when they storm that rebel. Dylan,
when he goes, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
We've forgotten that Apollo Creed is in that movie as well.
It's not stupid, like wrestling.
Well, it's not stupid.
Mid-air arm.
That is an iconic image of
Wish you had biceps like that, son.
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, God, what's the matter? CIA got you pushing too many pencils.
That's quality.
Fucking quality, mate.
You son of a bitch.
And stick arounds in it as well. All the one-liners.
That's a great line.
And got time to bleed.
And... the bottom line, go to the chopper! Get to the chopper!
It's the most iconic line.
Yeah, and it's in there, and it's still that Jesse Ventura in it. What a legend.
Does Arnie die at the end of Predator?
Who?
Does Arnie die?
No, because he doesn't fucking die.
No, he doesn't. Bill Duke as well, what a legend of the 80s.
Well, Shane Black's obviously in Predator. Shane Black now got full circle and made a possibly...
Jesus, you got a big pussy!
Yeah.
Jesus, you got a big pussy!
The echo.
Chew on this!
The echo.
Yeah, chew on this!
And obviously the rumour is he just got an acting gig, so he was actually a script doctor.
Yeah, and Billy as well, what a character. Yeah.
Which one was Billy?
Billy was the Native American.
Yeah. South American.
Sorry, not Indian, I'd say that. Yeah,
and he got scared about the old... He said, I'm afraid, Major. Billy, you're not afraid of no man.
He takes his top off and goes,
that's right.
Goes for a ruck.
There's something out there.
If it bleeds,
Major,
he can kill it
as
well.
No man. Yeah, exactly.
I just like that stuff. It's a simple movie. You know what it's about. You know that they're going to win in the end, obviously. But it's the lead-up, build-up. I think that's what films miss now. There's no suspense and build-up to the main pinnacle fight. It's kind of... oh yeah, you're gonna fight all the way through, and yeah, then you fight at the end. Yeah, here we are. Look, this is the guy.
Well, this one should be. I reckon this one would be good. I've watched one trailer like last year. So it was a teaser. So I know nothing about this one apart from the alleged two alien
and there's a predator in it.
Predators you made up. Yeah. But like, Boyd Holbrook's in it, who I really like.
Yeah, that's the guy out of Narcos, isn't it?
He's doing something else I like as well.
But yeah, he's in Logan.
I have heard, and it's a disappointment that Arnie turned down a cameo in it.
He turned down a cameo in Predators as well. He was supposed to play the Lawrence Fishburne role. Where
yeah,
he,
so he's turned it. So he might have been it, but Danny Glover, Donald Glover, not Danny.
No, it's Danny Glover.
It is Danny,
Donald Glover.
This is confusing with all the D's. Do they call him that? Donald Duck and Danny Duck.
Yeah, I don't know. So what is your expectations of the movie, Gino? What are you hoping to get out of this?
I'm hoping for good, but expecting disappointment on a high level.
Solid, because I'm quite a good mood-ish. 3 out of 5 is going to.
You like Shane Black as well, don't you? So you think Shane Black. I'm a fan as well. I'm hoping for a competent Predator movie, which is as good and on par with Predator 2, but I'm expecting disappointment. I'm expecting Alien versus Predator level of.
What a way to live, expecting disappointment.
I know. Have low expectations and everything seems good.
Oh, I can't be like that. I can't. I know. I fucking do. But...
So we've wrapped up the little preview. We're now going to go into the cinema and we will rejoin. We will re-record. Well, we'll recommence recording. Once we get out of the cinema to give you our thoughts fresh. We've never done this before. This is a first for Georgie.
We've never done this before.
We've never watched a movie, literally walked out the cinema and recorded our thoughts.
What's this new tagline you were telling us and now you're not using it?
GLG-free?
Yeah, GLG-free.
The GLG-free are on tour.
Is it like Charmed? Para-free?
Yeah, let's do it.
I bet you watch Charmed, so that's what fuck's wrong about you.
Gino just kicked the microphone.
I did.
The GLG-free are out.
Dylan! Son of a bitch.
I'd like to bring us all here today to remember the Predator on this day that it died. We're all very sad that on this day, I think it's the 13th today, isn't it? 13th of the 9th.
September 2018.
The franchise.
I'm so angry.
The franchise.
I forgot what year it was.
The franchise officially died. It was terrible.
Well, listen, look, let's give a bit of preamble. We've just got out of the cinema. We've just made our way back to the vehicle. I have punched a wall. I've resisted the urge to kick my popcorn everywhere.
Such a middle-aged thing to do.
Needless to say, I did not enjoy this movie. Let's go around the table. I mean, was it bad all the way through?
I think it started well. I think it started well, and the premise was good because I was kind of following it, and then.
Then we were in Mexico. Then we were in Nebraska. No, the guy was called Nebraska. Then we were in somewhere like Nebraska. Then we were in a forest. It was nowhere near like the kind of Virginia place. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, and I don't understand how the criminals just like kind of bonded on the bus. Within one conversation.
Shane Black can do better dialogue than that.
I don't know.
So what don't we like about it specifically? I mean, for me, one of the things that bothered me was this movie, did this movie want to be sci-fi action? Did it want to be a sci-fi shit. Horror? Or did it want to be a comedy?
It didn't know
what it wanted to be.
It wanted to be shit.
It had a lot of terrible one-liners in it that had no...
That comedian guy... Oh, with the bald head. He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's quite funny normally. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
They kept explaining the plot in really.
He's the guy out of Keanu, isn't he?
And I don't understand how this woman scientist was like using a fucking grenade launcher on a gun. Like, you're a scientist and then like you're just shooting a gun and running around. And I just.
Right, let's get one thing out there, right? As Jason and Gino predicted at the start, and Sean didn't believe us. There was in fact two predators in the movie. It's not a spoiler because it is shown in the trailers, and you know, one of the predators was a predator that was twice the size of the other one. I mean, was that necessary?
Size does not matter. I tell this to my other half all the time.
Look, he's good. He's like look.
He looked very CGI because
the CGI was terrible.
He didn't need the helmet because his eyes could do what the helmet.
Yeah. Well, that was explained because apparently he absorbed something in it, and it made an endoskeleton. This is how bad it was.
It doesn't even make sense. I mean, why was the big predator right? The big predator, like this is a spoiler. I'm sorry, was biting heads off people. I mean, what? Since when has the predator been a monster? Well, the predator was never a monster. It was an alien. that was hunting people and killing them. It wasn't a monster that ate people. It's not a xenomorph.
The thing is as well that I didn't get with it was the thing with the Predator was what made it good is that it hunted and it stalked and it learned its prey, it used the voice throwing thing, you know, where it copied voices and it freaked people out. This Predator was just like, yeah, I'm going to jump. It jumped down with the cloak on and then it took the cloak off, ripped someone's fucking head off, shot some dudes. You're like, what the fuck? Like, it took the whole essence of the Predator and just tore it apart and said, well, yeah, we'll just have this thing rampaging around. When the Predator was about, even in Predator 2, he stalks people and he makes them scared. Apparently the scariest bit in it was fucking the guy hanging down. And I like the bit where the guy was cut in half and all the blood went on the Predator. And that was good. But when the super Predator or Hunter Predator. And the dogs.
I think I'm with you on that. I'm not saying it was like, you know, an amazing movie by any stretch of imagination up to that point. But I certainly think up until the point that the super Predator turned up and the dogs, I think it was going okay. Would you agree with that? It was going well enough.
It was ropey and it was predictable. And I don't quite know how he met up with the ragtag group that is the core of the film. It is the core of the film, the heart of the film. I don't know why they met up, why they were going. Why were they at the government facility with the Predator?
And what I don't get, well, I think it's they weren't on the way and then the bus got called because they wanted to... Olivia and what's her face Munn wanted to talk to the guy with the really funny accent, the lead guy.
No, but are right, Sean. The Predator was being held at the what was it? It was a military hospital.
Stargazer.
Wasn't it?
And then this bunch of like criminals that got into it should have been the brig because they were walking. Yeah.
And there was only five in this hospital. There was only five of them.
and they were parked outside.
Oh, no, because the bus got diverted, didn't it? Because the bus was going to take him to a facility where they were going to get lobotomized, apparently. And then she called him back, so they took the whole bus there. That's why the bus was
there. I thought they were returning back to the same place that they started on.
Yeah, no. I don't understand.
It's just, it was, the storyline was messy.
Really messy.
Really messy. It jumped around a lot. The lead character swallowed the Quidditch.
Yeah, little ball, which apparently that's how... If you've ever wondered how predators go invisible or bend light, it's apparently a little silver marble that they
use.
Yeah, what was that? That made no sense.
He ate it and then he did do a shit for like 3 days and then he shit it out.
Just like randomly going invisible because it's in his body? Was he not activated by accident?
He went for a shit, didn't he?
I'm sure he went invisible a few times when he was having a shit and someone tried to come in the store. He's like, no, I'm in here.
It was sad, really. It got decent review. It's got like solid threes across the board.
Sean, it wouldn't be the same without you saying that.
I know, but this is it. People at Empire have given it a 3.
But people at Empire get paid by people to say that.
Yeah, we
paid money to go and see it. But the thing is, it wasn't the... They didn't capture the essence of a Predator movie.
No,
and that's
didn't.
The thing. And that's what... And I know people say, oh, you're being a fucking fanboy and you're only seeing it because, oh, you love Arnie. Thing is, I wouldn't have cared if... an Arnie cameo would have been good in it. Wouldn't have saved the movie. Like, it didn't save Salvation when we were watching...
Salvation.
But it would have brought a bit of pizzazz to it. But the thing is, what annoys us is that there's... like we were saying before, there's no... There's no build up like Alien, suspense.
You're right. The movie started with spaceships shooting each other, and then this Predator ship crashes, and then the Predator's there.
Yeah.
And yes, the cloaking mechanism was used, but it wasn't used in a way to convey suspense or horror or anything
because
like that.
They kept fucking about with the technology, the lore that we love, and just excusing it by saying, "Name of Alvin, like, you got a bit." I heard you get all upset when the shoulder cannon is now a fucking head cannon.
Oh, I was not happy. Yeah, because the shot.
It's evolving though. It's evolved. It's evolved.
Yeah, the child's got the mask and the which is traditionally is called the shoulder cannon. That's how we've always referred to it. Suddenly comes out of the mask and shoots some bloke, and it's just
gets way too much. That mask has just become like a fucking smartphone. It just does everything.
Exactly.
But actually, in the day, at the green night vision,
finds his
the
keys
blue,
to the spaceship,
and that was it.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
that's all it did.
It would have been better, and I think, in all honesty, they kept the start of it where the alien was where the Predator was captured, and then they just sent another Predator to retrieve it.
Yeah, a normal Predator.
Another Predator to retrieve it. That's what they should have done. And then it should have been about them trying to protect and learn stuff from the body to try and kill the other... And then something like that. That's what they should have done. But what they did was just... It was grotesque. It was a mess.
And a bit of Shane Black also fucked up some of the action. Like, he unleashed, yeah, we'll talk about the Predator Dogs more in a minute. He unleashed the Predator Dogs, and what I thought was going to be a set piece, it would be quite good, bring the team together, fight. But actually, if you play that scene back in your head, there were three Predator Dogs just on the baseball field, just getting shot, just stood there. Yeah. They weren't even charging at them, just stood
they
there.
They weren't very threatening, were they?
They had shit AI.
Well, what frustrated me about the Predator Dogs more than anything is A,
non-playable
characters. Why did they look like Predators? They were dog shaped, but they had dreadlocks, for fuck's sake.
It reminded me of, do you remember when I saw that?
Olivia Munn explained this and said they could be extra sensory organs.
No, I understand. It's trying to explain what the braids are or the dreadlocks are, but why the dreadlocks is the it's like us having dogs that look like humans.
When Mr. Garrison in South Park has sex with a pig and a pig's born with glasses.
That's what it's like. So why, and it annoys me that it's so lazy. Like, yeah, okay, right. If we say that there's an intelligent alien species, it's not unrealistic to think, well, yeah, okay, that alien species would do the same principles that we do and use another sort of dangerous animal as a hunting aid, you know? Like, but why did they create these?
You know, the best hunters in the world.
It's not so much that. It's just the fact that the filmmakers create this mechanism and the animal that they build acts exactly like a fucking earth dog.
It's a fat
like,
dog.
It's just a dog. Yeah, why does it act? Why is the mannerisms of that animal, you know, when it shakes its head like it's wet that shit. It's like, why does it have to be just like a dog? You've gone all the way to the other side of space and found an animal which is just like a fucking dog. But it's just, there's no creativity in it. It's lazy.
When you hunt stuff, initially, what do you hunt for?
You're no hunter,
to kill stuff, yeah? So why are the predators that are these advanced hunters that are fucking way better than human beings coming to fucking Earth to get our fucking DNA? Yeah. Oh, we'll get the DNA of this fucking autistic kid because he's fucking brilliant. Great. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't make no sense.
Well, yeah, you look at, like you mentioned earlier on the preview, Predator 2, where we saw the alien skull and it had all the other skulls, and there was like a skull that looked like it's not a T-Rex, but it looked kind of like a T-Rex type shape. You honestly telling me that we're really gonna be on that wall? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, they were on the wall, but what I'm saying is that we're probably right down the fucking
That's what I mean.
Evolutionary train there.
It's like us going to a fish and saying, "Oh yeah, we could do some scales." It's like,
well, the predators are clearly as intelligent as us. They're stronger and faster than us. So what are they going to gain by using our DNA?
And what's fucking me off as well? Since Predator 2, no fucking Predator film has been set in daylight, and it's just doing my head in.
No, I know.
It's all set at night. I'm going to say it now, and I'll probably say it again. Bring back the Predalien. Mm. That would have won it for me. But the Predalien
thing is,
popping up.
But the thing is, the thing that got me as well was the old... Well,
it's
the thing is, this is an exact point as well. If they were looking to evolve themselves, why didn't they mold themselves with the xenomorphs? Because they're the ultimate killer machine. So why would you go? The only one that's fucking beaten Predator one on one is fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
True.
The Predalien. Predalien was a decent.
Yeah, but they had that, didn't they, when it came out of the
film? I know this is not canon, but in the Alien versus Predator books. But in the books, the xenomorphs were actually created by the predators. As the ultimate kill, basically. They you know, because obviously the ultimate hunt was to hunt the xenomorphs and kill them.
Yeah.
So that's why they were the universe's most deadly predator.
It's true, yeah, and that's the thing about.
In the movies.
And we're missing out on the main point of the whole movie.
Oh, the nice dog.
When the two fucking guys were one in a tree and one on the floor.
Oh, you hate that,
and they shot each other.
That was lame.
They tried to give some backstory to him, how they like...
It was all rushed, wasn't it? And the thing is as well...
The thing is, though, mate, they did the same thing in the original Predator. And they had that one scene where Jesse Ventura's character had been killed. And he was
the guy with the gun, wasn't it?
And Bill Duke's talking, and he's just in the moonlight, and he's just telling that story about, you know, you and me, and we were here, and you know, and all that, and all, you know, and but basically in that moment there was so much emotion conveyed by Bill Duke that it was like, yeah, we believe that these two were brother in arms, and he's saying his last goodbye to his comrade. We didn't get that build up here. We didn't get that backstory. They didn't do a good job at conveying that backstory.
But you know why? Because the thing is, the good thing about Predator 1 was. They were picked off one by one.
Yeah.
it wasn't, I'm going to jump in and kill all of you. It would have been better for me if like, you know, the stupid guy with the long hair got killed.
Yeah.
And then, like, got, you know, when the Predator grabbed him by the throat and pulled him up, I thought, that's it, mate. You're going to get your neck snapped or something. I thought that was going to be the first guy. But the whole team stayed together all the way through till near the end of the movie. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, the shield's happening on the ship. And the shield coming on kills about fucking six of them. You're like,
what happened to the black main
guy? Oh, he flew into the engine, didn't he?
No, the black guy.
Oh, I don't know what
did he accidentally shoot a tree or something in it?
Yeah, he turned his head. The gun attacks stuff that's... looking, see, this is how confusing it was.
Yeah, but that's one of the things that annoyed me is the main character who was kind of the leader of the quote unquote bad guys was just a thick as shit. He was just thick. It was like, it was hard to believe that man was able to get himself into that position because he just come across as a dumbass and was just coming up with that, you know, man, that's some good shit. It was just all these stupid one-liners of, like, you're not going to act like that. If you're the head of some kind of military government organisation.
Thing is, Shane Black, this is how simply they could have made it successful, is they should have cast The Rock. Yeah, I know.
He would have made it financially viable.
Yeah, he would have made it financially viable. You should have cast The Rock as in the kind of Arnie position, and then they could have built around that.
You know what they could have done?
And he would have done The Rock Bottom.
You know what they could have done? Because obviously, you know, The Rock is a man of colour, and obviously in these movies,
he's Hawaiian, isn't he?
Well, he is, yeah. But he's mixed race, isn't he? His dad's black, and his mum's Samoan. And so The Rock could have had Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Colombian woman that he saves at the end of.
Oh, you like her, don't you?
Well, no, I didn't. I was just mentioning that the woman in this, Olivia Munn. Yeah, which I when I saw that she was in the trailer, I thought, oh, that's going to be the daughter of the one out of original.
Oh,
Predator.
She did look a lot like her.
That's what I thought, exactly. Thank you, Gino.
Yeah, but she was Vietnamese or something.
No, she was Colombian, wasn't she?
Was it Colombia?
Yeah, it was Colombia, wasn't it?
Your
Rock could have been cast as Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Colombian woman's son.
Oh yeah, maybe. Didn't have sex.
They just changed the whole plot.
That's after the movie.
They
didn't have to have sex. I'm not saying they had to have the conception.
Did we just gloss over the fact that they tried to use lines from the movie and every time they did, we rolled our eyes?
Get to the chopper, and then he starts driving a motorbike.
Yeah, and what was the other
well
one?
Well done, slow.
Oh, you are one beautiful son of a bitch.
No, motherfucker.
The motherfucker, yeah.
Instead
God.
Of one ugly motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that either.
Yeah, it was.
It does sound like we've rambled a lot, but that's because we haven't really had a lot of time to collect our thoughts.
Yeah,
and we are not happy.
We've not rambled because this is what the movie was.
It was an erratic film. All at night, which annoyed me.
I think if you're a fan of the Predator franchise, I'd
avoid like the plague.
I don't think this movie will not please you, and it will not.
There were cool kills. Let's give some positives. There were cool kills.
In what way?
No.
I did like the bit where the Predator escaped and started killing everyone in the lab. That was fucking brilliant.
That bit was good.
And I thought, oh, this is going to kick off. And then when he took the helmet out of the display cabinet, I thought, fuck yeah, this is going to start getting good. Yeah, and then all of a sudden it was like, yeah. No, this isn't going to go anywhere. And I still don't understand what they were... Wasn't it over this fucking spinal fluid?
Oh, yeah, she nicked some spinal fluid.
Yeah, it was something to do with this. So the spinal fluid was the stuff they injected into themselves.
No, there was a MacGuffin that the boy had as well.
Oh, God.
Because his dad had sent the... You know, he sent that box of the Predator's belongings that he'd stolen back to him. God damn it, what wasn't supposed to happen. Well, what did you send him back to your... How did we get to your family? Yeah.
That's why I sent him to a P.O. box.
He sent him to a P.O. box.
But it didn't work. That post was delivered to your house.
God damn my son paying my post office bill.
God damn DPD. No,
Cut down the post office what they're supposed to do.
Down the postal service. Yeah,
time you come through.
I don't know. It was messy. It was not great. And, yeah.
What about the performances?
The lead guy, I don't like him at all.
He's alright.
I don't like the lead actor at all. I didn't like him at all.
I like him, Gino.
I don't know who he is, so I don't like him. What's he been
in? He's out of Narcos.
Oh, I don't like him.
Narcos, and he's in Logan.
He seems like... Oh, he was in Logan, wasn't he? Yeah, the guy with the metal hand, wasn't he?
That's right.
I wasn't expecting any more, but I'm hoping the Terminator reboot will be better.
I hope so. I've lost all faith in... My franchise has been, you know, ever since The Last Jedi.
And I'm putting it out there right now. I've got a feeling that Venom's going to be shit.
Oh, yeah. It looks awful.
I got a feeling Venom is good.
Unless
they
surprise us and pull out Peter Parker, is in the MCU.
I think
it's gonna happen.
I did see a bit of Peter Parker in it. Have you seen the new trailer?
A Venom, no.
Yeah, new Venom trailer.
Are you sure he's in it?
Yeah. Tom Holland.
Yeah, but you don't see it right at the end. It's the new latest trailer. I know we've gone off a bit off piece there. Latest trailer of Spider-Man, Venom. Mm-hmm. Right at the end of it, you see like someone swinging through an alleyway, and it looks very Spider-Man-esque.
Swinging through an alleyway.
Yeah.
Well, who else swings through alleyways?
I did see it. So.
Topher Grace did in No Way.
Because they've kind of taken his web out and used it as his symbiote swinging around, didn't they? So,
it has to be in the MCU.
Yeah, but yeah, so I'm hoping the Terminator reboot is better.
Yeah, this is a bad reboot. This is the one.
This isn't even really a I wouldn't have minded if they probably rebooted it and gone straight back to the beginning, like I said. But and it kind of was funny how it was set in a facility, then it was set in a jungle, then it went into a swamp.
Then it went into a swamp. Where are we? And then it was in like Virginia, like.
I would have had it been a crossover genre thing with like a murder mystery type thing, like, you know, the old cop chasing down the murder scene, but it's actually the Predator killing people.
Damn, they're pure bots. Yeah.
That would have been my trailer. I told you before, my trailer would have been I would have added the title something like, I don't know, rather than The Predator, like The Hunter or something, and then have it presented as a typical cop chasing down a murderer, and then right at the end you get like him walking into a room or something, and then the three dots come on him, and then it just cuts, and then let everybody know, no, this is a Predator movie and not a fucking terrible whatever the fuck that was we just watched.
Weird. It shouldn't be that bad. No film should be that bad.
It could have played so many ways. If they captured the Predator, that's fine. Because the thing is, they could have captured the Predator, and then I still think they could have sent another Predator in to hunt to try and save it, or even, I don't even know, even another hunt, a proper hunt, like, with just different, in a different setting, you know, like daylight, because they did one in the city, they did one in the jungle, why don't they do, like, one in a different location?
The Arctic.
Yeah.
The beach.
The beach, yeah. Awesome.
Hi, guys. Hi. Predator on the beach.
Penis colada, yeah. And the Predator does. The Predator is not.
I'm sure there's other places they could do it. Like yeah. Theme park or.
Yeah, well, yeah, they could do it.
Predator just sat on the roller coaster.
Brings a new name to the word Predator.
Does he still not kill unarmed people? Is that his thing still?
Well, that's one of the things that annoyed me about this movie. Is it didn't really touch on the lore, like you said, of things like that. Is that's always been
he's
one
evolved,
of the things.
He's evolved.
Well, it was about hunting, and it is about sport. They did mention that about three or four fucking times. Oh. But that's what it is about, and it's not about just killing things. And like you said, the Predator doesn't kill things that are unarmed, because there's no sport, as Arnold says
rogue.
In the first movie.
Rogue.
Yeah, well, the thing is, the rogue one, I think, it, do you know what? Yeah, because the other one was rogue, so they could have had two, with one hunting the other, but they could have been trying to protect that other Predator. Maybe it would have been a better idea if that Predator they captured started giving up secrets about the Predator. So that would have been good.
You just reminded me of a part of the movie I fucking hated as well.
Yeah, that bit with the fucking...
When the Predators start talking and we start getting fucking subtitles so we know what the Predators are saying, and then the Predator manages to find some kind of translator, starts talking into it, and it starts translating to all the humans, doesn't it? Where is the one called McKenna? He is your leader now.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're all friends.
I didn't put you in charge, Predator, for fuck's sake. He is your leader now. I will give you 7 minutes and 30 seconds to get out of here.
You have collected this many crystals from the maze. This will give you 4 minutes.
Will you start the fans, please?
It was really bad.
Mumsy.
It was really bad. Did you even know his disc?
No, but they used that one that I think it's in the Alien vs. Predator movies, which were, or maybe Predators, which was, wasn't a disc, but it's almost like a throw-in. It looked like this thing out of Krull, didn't it?
Yeah, Krull, yeah.
It looked just like it, didn't it?
I'll tell you what, though.
I was waiting for fucking Mark Fowler to turn up on the Cyclops.
I want to make another point here, which is what I made in an earlier podcast, is stereotypical roles. Now, the guy that was playing the main antagonist, how bad was he?
He was bad, wasn't he?
Throwing chewing gums in his mouth and all the rest of it. It was terrible. And I think it was a kind of a homage to how Dylan was a really dastardly guy in it.
He called the Predator the N-word as well. Like,
yeah, because Dylan...
And he messed that up.
Because Dylan was fucking like... Everyone hated Dylan, didn't they, in the other movie. You're like, you're a cunt, Dylan, because you did all this stuff. And he was like...
But he
was like pantomime bad guy, and he brought that movie where you could see his hand when he was running down because his arm was missing.
Oh, when he gets his arm shot, you can see his other arm.
Yeah, but
he was an action Jackson.
But that guy—he's a famous actor. That bloke, I don't know his name though.
He was just a shit character.
I
thought he was a good guy.
He played the brother. He was the uncle that got killed. He was Killmonger's dad in Black Panther.
Wasn't he also?
He was the one that does the opening monologue for Black Panther.
He was also in Thingy, wasn't he?
Do you remember? He was the one at the start when they go to the flat and kill and he kills him.
Losing him.
No, what's the fucking Oz? He was in Oz as well.
Everyone did
was
Oz.
He?
Yeah, he was in Oz as well.
Jesus,
he
must
been young then.
Yeah, he wasn't young in it.
He was ten.
He was terrible in it. And I thought, like, when he read that part, he must have gone, why am I doing this for? He must have got a serious check for that.
I didn't think he was a bad guy at first. I thought he was alright. Then you're a bad guy, are you?
Yeah, you're bad.
And he just started throwing loads of like. It was like he went from being the head of some kind of secret government organisation to being out with his mates and just giving the bants all the time. Yeah. Like,
and it was terrible.
Just a bit of bants, it's fine.
And it was just so stereotypical, like all the stuff he was saying. He's like, what are you
he'd
doing?
He'd say a line and he'd practically elbow in his mate, like, hey, hey, innit?
And it was like, and then when you're meeting all of them on the bus, oh, we've got the joke guy. Okay, so he's going to say a joke every fucking time. He just repeated three jokes in a row. This is this. Oh, what do you call this?
Yeah.
And you're like, why do you need to say, if you're a funny guy, someone goes, oh, look, hi, this is my mate. He's a really funny guy. You don't go, right, it's three jokes for you. Why did chicken cross the road?
I'll prove it. Yeah, you know? Got my three best jokes here.
And the guy with Tourette's kind of lost his Tourette's halfway through.
Thomas Jane, isn't it?
I thought that was earnest.
Jane.
I thought it was earnest.
That was Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
He's old.
He was in that thing on Netflix. Wasn't
a Stephen King film. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
What thing?
Stephen King.
1977.
No, I don't even. It's called something like that.
Yeah. Where he kills his wife and buries her in the.
Really.
He's also in
The Mist,
but also recently The Expanse TV show, science fiction show.
I don't like that.
He's in that.
Oh, boy.
We did Predator. So what? That's
doesn't change the fact he's in it, Gina.
What would you guys give it? What would you guys give it out of five?
Five minus.
I would give it two at most.
Because
just for purely for some of the action scenes.
It's Predator, yeah.
And it's Predator, but.
And I've got to support Sean in his first, escapade into doing CGI monsters. it looked like someone made them on fucking Microsoft Paint, didn't it?
It looked blurry sometimes, didn't it?
It looked like the legendary adventures of Hercules.
It was the eyes. He looks like his boss eyes.
Hey, you guys. That's why they need helmets, it's correctional lenses.
I love him just wearing the mask as well. The mask is what like makes him...
It's the best part, isn't it?
The mandibles.
It's
just eating people with them. It's like, they're that useful. Why the hell are you wearing the mask in the first place?
Why was he eating someone?
Oh, look at the size of his mandibles.
He was hungry. He'd been a long trip. He was like, oh, I'll eat a bit of human face.
He wasn't eating a tree. Oh, it's so
And
bad.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, he looked up and he's just gnawing at his face. Like a feral fucking squirrel. Or something.
Hey, I'm eating here. The thing is,
slow down, Toby, you're not on the
moon yet. That was it. The thing is, it was just everything was laughable in it. The parts that were you're supposed
not
to
in
laugh
a good
at,
way. Yeah,
the,
exactly.
But
yeah.
You weren't, and the stuff that you were supposed to laugh at, you're like, no, it's not funny.
Like I know the originals had the same problem, and it was actually the same moment happens in Predator 2. But when the Predator was led on the table and it opened its eyes, and it just looked goofy, didn't it? The way it went, and the same thing does happen in Predator 2, because is it in the meat factory?
Leave Predator 2 alone.
But there is a bit moment like that, isn't it, where its eyes go, and it looks like fucking Gizmo.
What about the bit when it opened its eyes when it was covered in blood? That looked a bit weird, didn't it? When it was all covered in blood and it was still cloaked and it opened its eyes and it was just like its two little eyes. It looked like the shrunken head from
Beetlejuice.
What's
that, its eyes?
Yeah.
Because I saw that. And
whoa,
had a mask
not so
on,
high.
Didn't have a mask on.
No, you see his little eyes.
It just went,
Who was he sniping? Why was he sniping drug dealers? He was supposed to be an army man.
I made a good point actually, Jace. That drug deal went down under the only spotlight in the whole place. Yeah. You see it? Yeah. Let's go underneath this lamppost. We'll be safe here.
No one will see us.
All in all, I'm going to give it one.
I get two.
Because I've got to give it, if I could give it lower than one.
What's our next cinema trip going to be?
I reckon we should go see Venom.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Great.
And that will rip that fucking apart as well, because that'll be shit.
Will that be another podcast
soon,
in the car?
Actually, yeah, we're doing another brow.
That's going to be the title of this episode: podcast in a car.
Oh, it's great.
We can call it top blogging instead of top dogging.
Car pod.
Yeah. Well, I think that
Interslice Cutcom. Cardboard.
That'll do. We'll wrap it up there. We have podcasted in the car before the movie, after the movie,
during the movie. We probably could have, and it would have been more entertaining.
Yeah, to be honest. So thanks for listening to this. If you've managed to make it through all our rambling and irrational cries of discontent, I want to say thank you to anybody that does listen and download our episodes, because the last episode did very well. 75 downloads.
There is some
speculation.
I was wondering what was different about that one.
We'd eliminated some of the weaker elements.
What was the difference? All you guys that listen to it because you hate, you know, The Last Jedi, and you were making a stand against Sean. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Speak with your with your numbers.
Yeah, time calls are doing one together.
You and your poodles.
Follow us on Twitter at Goatless Geeks. We are on Facebook. Search us Goatless Geeks on there as well.
I'm directly on Twitter if you want to message me.
Gino's on Adult Works as well.
Yeah, I'm on Adult Works. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode. We will catch you in the next couple of weeks, where I will be talking about Spider-Man, a video game, because I've been playing
it. I want to talk about Halloween a lot.
Halloween.
And I just will talk about general stuff.
Supergirl new season.
Supergirl, yeah.
Supergirl
and other things.
Super Predator.
Super Predator.
Italian.
Super Predator.
Supergirl is actually better than that, what I just watched.
Yeah, probably.
There we are. Anyway, good night
so
from
long.
Me.
Good night.
Au revoir.